It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And Dr. Todd Worrell is with us from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. If you would like to call in with your questions, you can do so and call Kinsey at these numbers.
800-818-2255 or 247-7282 in the Jacksonville area, 353-4674.
And Todd, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Ben.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions for pet owners.
Mm-hmm.
So in preparing for this, I did a little web search, and there are several different sets of lists that different websites put out, and so I kind of made an amalgam of these. But the first one that we'll mention was the top on all of the lists.
Right.
And I would agree with this. From my perspective, this is often a confusing issue, and that is measure your pet's food.
Hmm.
And it seems very simple,
mm-hmm.
but trust me, it's not as simple
yeah.
as it would seem. And the more pets you have, the margin of error increases exponentially.
Oh,
so
yeah,
people. Yeah. So in other words, when I ask people how much food do you feed, what I'm hoping to get is one cup twice a day, half a cup three times a day, something like that. Because I'm always asking the amount and how often do you feed it? Is that just all one meal? Is it divided among
mm-hmm.
Multiple meals? And very few people actually know this. They guess, and they might be right sometimes, but sometimes I think they're probably not right.
I don't think we are very good spatially about estimating volume.
Well, one of the issues is people is the term cup.
Mm-hmm.
What is an 8-ounce cup is a cup, but a lot of times people will use just a cup out of the pantry, and it
yeah.
may be 16, 24.
Coffee cup is probably 10 to 12,
right.
mostly. It's not usually 8.
Right, exactly. And so that's the first hurdle we have
mm-hmm.
to cross. And so there's a margin of error, definitely. And then the other issue is who feeds the pet.
Mm-hmm.
So the person coming into the office may not be the person that actually feeds the pet.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they either don't really know or they – in fact, have no clue how much the pet's being fed. So that's the first thing.
A bowl
full. A bowl, exactly. And sometimes they'll say that, I'll just fill the bowl. Well, how
mm-hmm.
big's the bowl? Well, most people don't have any clue how big the bowl is. They'll kind of, do it with their hands. Oh, it's
mm-hmm.
about this big. So that's the first thing. And that's very helpful because at some point in your pet's life, it will very likely be obese
mm-hmm.
or overweight, let's say. And one of the first things we want to do to address that is to manage the amount of food they're getting. This is also a good time to take inventory of the treats that you're feeding.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you give each day? Which type? Ask your vet, are these good ones to give? Should I be giving something else? And this is a good time to resolve to cut out the table scraps. That's another big calorie diet buster
mm-hmm.
for a lot of pets.
And, all the excuses that we give, and as a parent of
mm-hmm.
A couple of big boys,
right.
I know I've had those excuses. As well, that we don't, we say, oh yeah, but they're still hungry. All this,
right.
But you can't really do that with your pet
right.
because
and
you have complete control. Over
right,
that.
Exactly. And people will, that's a common thing that people say was, oh, he looks hungry or he's begging. And those are things. Those are all sort of human
learned behaviors.
Yes, exactly. They're learned behaviors. So this is a good time to start thinking about that. And for cats, get them some type of new toy. Try to mimic the hunting behavior, especially
mm-hmm.
if they're obviously an indoor cat. And along those lines, tags, collars that may have your address or your phone number, make sure those are up to date. A lot of times
mm-hmm.
that's one of the last things people think about when they have a move, especially if they're just moving down the street or across town or something like that. But get your phone number and your address updated. Make sure, and of course, make sure that the rabies tag is current. That
What's the procedure for microchip?
Microchipping is basically they come into the office and they get a shot, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly large needle compared to what we do for
mm-hmm.
vaccinations. But for most pets, they tolerate it very well. It's a little pinch, you might say. And then that chip is under the skin, usually should be between the shoulder blades
mm-hmm.
along the back. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sign up depending on the chip company or the chip manufacturer. They have different procedures, and some have fees, some don't have fees. But you can sign up.
Because the only information the chip actually contains is of the company that you have the information registered with.
It has, most of the chips have the number and then who purchased it. So for office, it'll come back to us. So even if they don't get it registered with their name, I mean, this is, it's best to do that. But in the worst case scenario, we'll get a call and they'll say, hey, we have a dog or a cat with this number. We can look it up and then we say, okay, well, we have this address and then we'll try to contact them. But, you know, the way people move, especially with the military and stuff, sometimes it can be difficult to get up with those folks. And we've had situations where we could not get up with those folks.
You have to try Facebook.
Right, exactly. So that's another one. Grooming. Practice grooming. Brush your cat. Brush your dog. It's better to start early. Play with their feet so that when it's time to get their nails trimmed, they're not so anxious and nervous, and they know what that stimulation feels like. It's also a good bonding experience to brush or comb your cat or your dog. This one was on all of the lists I found. It's visit the vet. It sounds kind of self-serving, but there are some good reasons to think about this. Not only a once or twice a year, if they're older, you want to visit usually twice a year, but also this is an issue that I see often. Make a list of the problems that your pet may have. Now, it doesn't have to be exhaustive, but if there are a handful of problems that you really want addressed, make a list, because a lot of times people get in there, we get off track and talk about this and that, and we get these things. The other big one, and you know, I say this sort of with tongue in cheek, because but it happens a lot, is if a spouse is coming in. Usually it's the husband coming in.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's maybe not a
He's not the one who deals
then,
with the pet.
And then
we'll
get a call from the wife. What did you think about the cough? What did you think about this problem? And it was like, oh, well, we didn't see any issues. He didn't bring it up. So make a list. Send it with the spouse. If the spouse is going to be, you know, the less involved spouse maybe is going to be coming in, or the one that's not home as much. So make that list.
Essentially, and you're creating a profile for your pet.
Exactly. You know, so that's a very simple thing that you can do. You know, it can be done the day before the appointment, the day of, a week before. You know, everybody's different in terms of how they want to prepare those lists. The next thing is heartworm prevention for dogs, flea and tick prevention. These are very simple things. All year round around here, okay? A lot of times, especially when we have a freeze like we've had recently, a lot of times people will assume, oh, well, I don't have to worry about fleas or ticks until February or March or whatever the case.
That's temporary. We got temperatures in these 70 degrees, and you're going to see some mosquitoes coming out soon.
Fleas and ticks, fleas especially, or ticks especially, but fleas too will survive some of these colder temperatures. The next thing is, go ahead.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and do some more talking about resolutions for you as a pet owner, for you and your pet to enjoy a healthier life. Through the folks at Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, you can find them online at PETDOCKS.com. And we'll have more with Dr. Todd in just a moment. You can call in with your questions if you like at 800-818-2255 or the local numbers.
247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome back to Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Rowe from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. Here we're talking about some resolutions for you and your pet.
Another one is be a good neighbor. Pick up after your pet. We get a lot of complaints, or we hear people complaining about this a lot. It's actually a health issue, too, not just for the pets, but for people, for children that might be, you know, not wearing shoes or getting in the dirt, that sort of thing. So that's always a good idea. Consider pet insurance. Okay, pet insurance has had a bad rap a little bit over the last several years, but it's getting better. It's getting more affordable. It's getting to where it pays, that the payout is more worth the premiums that you pay. If you don't use pet insurance, think about setting up a savings fund for your pet's expenses.
That's a good idea.
So that's something to consider.
Most of the major carriers now are offering pet insurance.
Yeah, most
too.
Of the major carriers are offering some sort of insurance.
It's not an obscure company.
It's not
any
obscure anymore. No. Another thing is bucket lists. Actually popular for pets. You know, so what are some things you want to do with your dog or cat before they pass? You know, they're not going to be with us forever. If you want to take a trip to this place or that place, or you want to take them for ice cream or whatever the case may be. So that's a cute one. Take pictures. If anybody's been on the internet, you know that pictures of pets are not rare. But take pictures of your pets because, they're not going to be with us forever. And
I only have a couple.
Later.
Of my former pets.
So think about that. Replace old toys. If they have some worn out toys that maybe they don't even play with anymore, they're all torn up or tattered, replace them. Get a couple of new ones.
Yeah, and pay attention to what are good toys. And we've done shows on that.
Definitely some better toys than others. And you'll know your pet. And, you know, we've talked about squeakers and some of the risks of those and tearing all the filling out and stuff like that. But look at taking inventory of their toys and maybe get them some new toys, something that will keep their interest.
How about obedience training?
Obedience training, any training is excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, obedience training, socialization classes, agility training we talked about, mm-hmm. the canine good citizenship mm-hmm. training is excellent. Anything that can stimulate their brain, mm-hmm. stimulate their mind. Some dogs need this in order to be well-behaved pets.
All right, go online at PETDOCKS.com to make your appointment with Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, and we'll see you next week.
See you then.